It's unbelievable stuff. 4 hours, 6 minutes. It's a sixth ace for Carlos Alcaraz. Four now for him in this fourth set.
And I always think in tie breaks, when you're playing the sixth point, particularly at this stage, when you change ends, 4-2 or 3-all, it just psychologically makes such a difference. And Sinner won the sixth point at the end of the second set. Serving now at 2-3. Missing again. That first serve has started to desert him at the key stages towards the end of this fourth set. Second serve to the backhand, cross court from Alcaraz, who's now going to play that inside in forehand again. And Sinner has rather splashed at his forehand. It's gone wide. And it is Alcaraz who will switch ends, leading by 4 points to two. And he has completely turned this tiebreak around.
Looks a little bit shaken there, Sinner, as he missed that forehand. A little puff of the cheeks as he took a swig from his water bottle.
Yeah, the group of men behind Carlos Alcaraz standing up, leaning forward, cheering their man on. Alcaraz is now down the presidential tribune end in his box set, and he's pumping his fist towards his box, who remain on their feet. Darren Cahill is still standing, as is Marco Panici, the fitness trainer. They will now all take their seats, and we will resume this tiebreak.
Merci.
We thought this was going to be quite good, didn't we, today? 2-4. Sinner with his back to us now, having changed ends, and Alcaraz has managed to get the return into play. In comes Sinner, up goes a high ball. Sinner should put this away easily, and he does.
Yeah, good serve, setting it all up.
4-3, Alcaraz.
It's on Alcaraz's racket now.
Yeah. He's now got two serves.
Definitely
fabulous
more
noise.
Carlos chance.
Fabulous noise, Simon and Gigi. It really is. Very pleasant early summer's afternoon inside Chatrier. As Alcaraz serves into the net. So 4-3, second serve. Backhand return. Oh, it balloons long from Sinner, who came in early. Didn't time it.
It's as bad a backhand as he's hit in the whole match.
Alcaraz.
Given the timing of this, in 4-3 in the tiebreak, had to make that ball put the pressure on Alcaraz. It's a let-off, bit of a gift.
Alcaraz just cleans the baseline.
Is he going to go wide again? He's standing quite wide.
I think he will. He's gone at the body. It's a deep return from Sinner, who then misses again with a backhand. Late call, the right call. The umpire's confirming the call. Carlos Alcaraz is indicating where it landed. Yannick Sinner's not going to complain. And now, having had three championship points, Sinner is facing the prospect of going into a decider, because Carlos Alcaraz has three set points.
It's unbelievable. From 5-3, 40-love on the Alcaraz serve.
I have to say, this is exceeding even my expectations.
Merci.
And how Sinner recovers from the disappointment of those championship points, particularly as we go deep into the fifth hour of this match. 3-6. Forehand return into the corner. Somehow Sinner's got it back in play, but the off forehand's a winner for Alcaraz. We're going the distance. And Spanish fans all around Court Philippe Chatrier are up off their feet. They're going berserk. Their man has fought back from the death and has to be installed as the favourite now as we head into the decider.
He's up on his feet, Alcaraz, at the change of ends, or change of the end of the sets, pumping his fist, both arms above his face. The group of fans right behind the right behind his chair are going nuts. I think they're giving him a lot of energy as well, and he is. Well, what a comeback.
It is 7:38 in the evening local time, 4 hours, 10 minutes on the match clock, and the men's title will be decided in a one-set shootout between the two best players in the world.
That explains why I'm hungry.
Also,
I think it's time for your Tim Tam.
Do you know the other interesting thing? We're heading to the fifth set, and still neither player has gone off court.
Strong bladders.
I mean, that's very unusual. Simon's bladder
he's
is not lasting.
He's taken the Tim Tams to the toilet.
Yeah, wash your hands afterwards, please, Simon.
Or before. After, before,
well,
during.
Definitely after. During might be hard. Oh, geez.
Oh, how about the crowd? They're getting ready. Are they going to do the chorus? Are they?
I think so.
Are they going to? Should we have a listen, see if the crowd can do it?
We need a break. Come on, everyone.
Are we going to listen to the crowd now? Carlos Alcaraz, I love it. This group of guys behind his bench, he was vamosing them as he got up and he ran to the back of the court to say, I am ready to go in this deciding set. He's waving his arms to the crowd. He's going back to those fellas behind his bench. He owes them a thing or two if they come through this.
Yeah, he's got to wait just a few seconds longer because Jose and his team of five today has only just finished watering the court at the end of the fourth set. Jannik Sinner was having an interesting little conversation from a distance with his team, sitting down, sort of gesticulating with his hands. I'm not entirely sure what the message was, but of course this is a huge ask for him now, Gigi. He's seen those three championship points come and go. We had made a song and a dance about the fact that his record after 3 hours and 48 minutes is not great, so the wind is in his opponent's sails. Equally, he has shown such incredible resilience over the past 9 months or so. It just sets up the most fantastic final set.
And Jannik Sinner is serving first in the deciding set. Presidential Tribune behind him. Both players ready.
Dernière manche au service Sinner.
4 hours 13. We do have some. I was waiting for Simon to return to reveal the breaking news that has come through.
It's a relief, isn't it?
It is a relief. Jannik Sinner, the first serve from the Italian, the world number one in his first Roland Garros final, is into the net. The blue cap, blue shorts, green top with a white collar, white socks, white and blue shoes. Kicks the serve down the tee. Forehand through the centre. The forehand cross court from Jannik Sinner. Sinner with his forehand thunders it only into the middle of the court. Comes back middle of the court from Alcaraz. Backhand cross court from the Spaniard. Spaniard with a double hand. It's the double handed down the line of the Italian. Forehand spins cross court. And on the slide, it's into the net. And body language wise, it's a lot more positive from Jannik Sinner right now.
It really... From
Carlos Alcaraz.
I was going to say, because Sinner actually, his head dropped after that.
He's bowed. Simon, we've got some breaking news and some good news.
Which is?
Marcus, if you would like to deliver it.
Lady Eleanor of Preston has clearly escaped from that plinth and is now on a train in Kent. I mean, she could still be in the plinth on a train in Kent, but she's communicating and she's listening.
Oh, that's a relief.
Sinner, and Lady E, if you wonder what we're talking about, the plinth for the opening ceremony, it was the same as for the women's. We were led to believe you were inside it. And we're worried that you hadn't got out of it. Inside out forehand return from Alcaraz. Down the line goes Sinner. Cross court goes the Spaniard. Cross court goes the Italian. Down the line goes Alcaraz. Stretch on the backhand. Short ball for Alcaraz to attack, and he goes back behind Jannik Sinner for love 15.
This is incredible, isn't it? Just popped out to go to the bathroom, and the noise up there, because we're obviously insulated a little bit through our screen, through the window, but the noise is incredible out there. The atmosphere is amazing. Just very hard to see. Well, it's an incredibly hard job that Sinner has to try to bounce back from that. It sort of reminds me a bit about the Borg-McEnroe 1980 tiebreak in the fourth set at Wimbledon. McEnroe won the tiebreak, basically thought he'd won the match after that because that was good enough. But Borg went on and came back and won the fifth. That was the mental resilience he had. I'm not sure that Sinner's going to manage to do that in the face of this onslaught now from Alcaraz.
4 hours, 15, love 30. First game deciding set. Radio Roland Garros, Simon Marcus, Gigi and Stefan with you. Forehand cross court service line from Sinner. Sinner with the forehand, he snaps it cross court. Down the line from Alcaraz. Backhand cross court from the Italian. Into the net on the slide from Carlos Alcaraz.
That was better from Sinner. And Darren Cahill's busy. He's got to flex those hamstrings as he gets up and down all the time. He is really trying to get Sinner, give him the energy he needs, give him the belief.
Both trying to do something they've never done. As we've said, Sinner's never won a match that's gone over 3 hours 48. Carlos Alcaraz has never come from two sets to love down.
Yep.
What was he, 0-6?
0-6. I don't know how many of those. I'd like to actually, I'm going to find out, because see if he got back to two sets all in any of those or not.
15-30. Sinner misses out wide. Takes the ball from the pocket on the left-hand side, twisting the racket in the right hand again and again. Pauses, rocks back, tosses up the ball, serves centre of the box. The backhand spins cross-court inside in into the net from Jannik Sinner. He didn't move his feet, he just slapped at the ball. And it's break points Alcaraz in the opening game of the deciding set.
We've seen that a few times in the last 20, 30 minutes, just slapping the ball. Maybe, you know, maybe a little bit of fatigue, maybe a little bit of mental fatigue, certainly pressure. Not the kind of, he wasn't making those errors early in the match.
Alcaraz is also looking to win the last five meetings between the two. Sinner serves, clips the top of the net, looking to go down the tee at 15:40. Local time 7:45 on a Sunday evening. Alcaraz a long way back. Sinner with a serve, goes down the tee and misses. Alcaraz will hold that position of distance, not coming forward, if anything going a little further back. Second serve goes out wide. The forehand is spun into play and it's wide.
Only once of those eight matches has Alcaraz come back to two sets all. That was way back in the third round of the Australian Open in 2022 against Matteo Berrettini, and end up losing in a tiebreak in the fifth.
Wow. Sinner serves and misses by a way. Ball girl scurries across, scoots up to the umpire's chair and kneels down. Sinner, the serve, kicks up high and the backhand spins cross court. The backhand cross court flattened out by Sinner. Down the line goes Alcaraz. Through the centre of the court goes Sinner with a slight miss hit. Sinner flattens out the backhand cross court to the backhand centre from Alcaraz. Inside out with the forehand goes Sinner. Sinner with his forehand down the line. To the backhand up line from Alcaraz. Cross court goes Sinner. Cross court goes Alcaraz. Cross court goes Sinner with their forehands. Down the line goes Alcaraz. Backhand cross court from Sinner. Backhand down the line from Alcaraz. Slap through the centre from Sinner. Sinner can't hit this any harder. Then he goes cross court on the angle. Drop shot Alcaraz. Here comes Sinner. He does not find the court.
Oh, he's cramping Sinner.
And Carlos Alcaraz has broken the world number one, who has started to cramp at the end of the first game of the deciding set with 4 hours, 18 minutes played.
What a drop shot. What a drop shot off a really great rally from both. And Sinner certainly looked, as he lunged for that drop shot, that he was starting to cramp up.
Yeah, he actually did get to the drop shot in reasonable time, but he couldn't quite make up his mind what to do, and obviously that's quite alarming to see the way he's just walked back to his chair.
We've seen him consuming the pickle juice a while back.
Lady Eleanor is not the only member of our team who's listening. Sir Christopher Bowers is in the neighbouring county of East Sussex with Eleanor in Kent. Says, have we mentioned that Alcaraz beat Sinner in five sets in the quarterfinals of the 2021 US Open after Sinner had a match point in the fourth set?
No, we haven't.
We have now.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Chris.
Alcaraz saved three championship points on his serve in the ninth game of the fourth. Now he has the break in the fifth. 4 hours, 20. Keep a close eye on the movement of Jannik Sinner, who stepped up to the baseline for this second serve. Takes it early with the backhand, pushes it very deep. It's a half volley from the baseline from Alcaraz, and it clips the net from Sinner and drifts long.
Just to keep you abreast of possible records in terms of longest matches, the longest Grand Slam final, I think we'll all remember, 5 hours and 53 minutes when Djokovic beat Rafa in Australia in 2012. The next longest, 4 hours and 54, that's 34 minutes from now, both the 1988 and 2012 US Open finals.
4 hours, 20. They must be both in a whole heap of pain around now. Sinner up to the baseline for the second serve. Inside the baseline, takes it early with the backhand, pushes Alcaraz into an inside in that just skims the back edge of the baseline. almost the movement of Sinner has come to a standstill at the moment.
The longest Roland Garros final thus far, 4 hours and 42 minutes. That was the Belander-Vilas match in 1982, which didn't even go to five sets.
Well, this could definitely challenge that.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 10:30 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
30 love. Served down the tee, the off backhand, that's good and deep from Sinner. Sinner with his backhand places it cross court. The sliding backhand, the volley away from Jannik Sinner as he slides and glides towards the net.
Seems to be moving okay. It's just the walking between points is very stiff, even more stiff than usual. Sinner has lost twice from two sets up. The last of them, first one was in the US Open in 2020 to Karen Khachanov, and the last of them was to Novak in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon in 2022. So it's been a while.
One love, 30-15. Remember, from a physical point of view, this is just Jannik Sinner's second tournament back from his suspension. Sinner takes this early with the backhand and inside in for the winner. Alcaraz had enough time to skip around the ball, take it on the forehand side. Game points for the consolidation.
It's looking very solid now, Carlos Alcaraz. He must wonder how he's managed to do this, as well as Sinner's wondering how he hadn't finished it off. A couple of those match points, Sinner missed by what, an inch or two?
Yeah, and Alcaraz found the back of the baseline on one of them.
Game points, second serve. From side on and deep, Sinner front facing and stepping up to the baseline. On the baseline, inside, plays the backhand, but it goes long. And there's the consolidation of the break for the defending champion to lead by two games to love in the fifth set.
I wonder if Alcaraz has thought about or had a look at that little Rafa square tribute that there is on the court. Sort of brings back memories of some of the matches Nadal managed here. Well, I don't think Nadal ever saved three match points in the final to go to win. He's usually well done and dusted by then, of course.
Important game for Sinner. We'll physically see where he is. 4 hours, 23, serving love, two down. Serve out wide, snap back to his feet. The forehand redirected down the line. Sinner double-handed backhand through the middle of the court. Inside in goes. Alcaraz, he's missed. Just wide.
I mean, what's fascinating now is that obviously Alcaraz looks to be the red-hot favourite, but you get near to the end, you never quite know. Sinner might get another little extra bit of life inside him, almost feel like I've lost this, so let's go for it. I mean, it's amazing.
It's the first five-set match here since the third round.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And there were so many, actually, in the first few rounds. We were seeing so many actual comebacks from two sets down as well, so it would almost be appropriate if we got one in the final.
Serve out wide, the second serve, the backhand is spun in, the inside out forehand from Sinner. Sinner with a double-handed backhand cross court to the inside in from Alcaraz. Squash up forehand cross court from Sinner. Forehand just placed shorter from Alcaraz. That was like a rocket from Sinner, but it comes back and he goes backhand cross court onto the line. It's flicked. Oh. That was a...
Ooh. I think Sinner knew it was wide.
Yeah. Slight delay on the court.
Yeah.
But Alcaraz will mark it. And it is confirmed by Evraz Drakimov.
Probably because Sinner was Alcaraz was sliding into the back end in the way of the lines. He's got to wait until he slid past.
It's actually a shame because it was a much better point from Sinner.
Yeah.
He rifled the forehand cross court. 15 all, love two. Sinner twists the racket in the right hand. Remember, he hadn't dropped a set until this final. Oh, he thought he'd aced.
It's
there's
an
a
ace.
Little bit of a delay there.
It's an ace. He's giving it to him.
Yeah, he's coming forward, Alcaraz, to rub his foot through it.
It's great sportsmanship I just wonder, though, a few errors from the line judges. We've been talking about how we love having humans on court, but these sorts of mistakes, I think, could maybe accelerate the movement to electronic line calling here as well.
Oh, I mean, he gave it straight away, didn't he? I don't think it makes any difference.
I hope not.
30-15, serve down the tee, snap back down the line. The forehand cross court, Alcaraz is there with a long forehand of his own. Game points for Jannik Sinner to get himself on the board in this fifth and final set.
Bill says, with reference to Dustin Hoffman in our chat earlier, may as well strap Sinner into the dentist chair.
Dustin Hoffman was 87 at the start of this final, he's 90 now.
Stefan appreciated that. Game point, Sinner. Sinner serves down the tee. The off backhand is long. Jannik Sinner is on the board. There's just a little fist bump up towards his box. The majority of who are standing on their feet, applauding their man, giving him the encouragement he needs because he's a breakdown to the defending champion Alcaraz, 2-1 in the fifth.
It's a message from Berit, who is in the sky, listening to us on an aeroplane. Hi from the sky, just got Wi-Fi. So grateful for your Radio Roland Garros commentary. On the edge of my tiny seat.
Planes.
It's great, isn't it? It's fantastic. And then Tim has written a poem for us. Enjoying this match, feeling mighty lucky, hearing your calls in Louisville, Kentucky. Hoffman, Irish Arnold, and Gigi's ice cream. Getting five sets is a tennis lover's dream. So keep up the good work, as work you must. Let's just hope Sinner doesn't spontaneously combust. Very good.
That's great. Well, 4 hours 26, he's in the red zone.
There was just one factual inaccuracy. It wasn't an Irish Arnold. No.
Did sound very Irish.
Of course, the discussion we had earlier about having a match tiebreak in a fifth set feels like this one deserves a full final set in the final. I think in the final maybe you could keep it as a full fifth set.
Red Sox Devil is saying that Nadal only played 2 five-setters here. Is that right?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds about right.
The epic semi-final against Novak in 2013 and the first round clash with John Isner around the 2015 mark.
I mean, I could check. It does sound possible.
Carlos Alcaraz has lost just twice on the clay since last May, and he's 19-1 in Paris, that one defeat, the Olympic final. He's only ever lost 3 times here at Roland Garros, with 25 wins to his name. So Alcaraz serving 2-1 with a break in the fifth. Serves down the tee. Backhand is deep from Sinner and good, as it is from Alcaraz, who swivels and goes inside in. Cross court on the slide with the forehand goes Sinner. Down the line goes Alcaraz, who then goes drop shot. Sinner couldn't get to it. Started to attempt to it. Stopped. Knew he wasn't going to burn off any energy trying to get to something he wouldn't make.
Yeah, first one he's not run for. And probably the right decision if you're going to push yourself. Look what happened in the last time he chased down a drop shot.
Vishal says he's going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out who wins because it's after 11:30 where he is in India.
Wow.
2-1, 15 love, serve out wide, backhand in play. Inside out goes Alcaraz, stretch to the backhand from Sinner, drop shot. Of course this is going to happen. Alcaraz saw that Sinner didn't move for it. He didn't move for this one either. Game plan locked in for Carlos Alcaraz. 2-1 with a break in 30 love.
Absolutely, he's going to keep doing it. It's a very good thinking. Yeah, I think Red Sox Devil, you're right. John Isner one was 2011 when he came from 2-1 down to win and the 2013 epic semi-final against Novak.
Slam back on the forehand, sits short for Sinner. Sinner's got to get this done from the back of the court, not allow him to play the drop shot, keep him pushed deep, the stretch. Alcaraz comes in, goes inside in, it clips the top of the net and it goes long.
Probably should have played it then. That was a good opportunity to play the drop shot. Maybe just didn't want to be too obvious in what he was doing, but that would have been a good chance to do it.
Two-one, 30-15, 4.5 hours of play. 8 o'clock in the evening, local time here in Paris. Dirty 15, Alcaraz with the serve goes down the tee, snap back through the middle of the court. It's a short ball and it's a loose off forehand from Alcaraz, who stares at his racket as if to blame his racket, and it's 30 all.
Can't afford mistakes like that. He's got himself in this perfect position with the break, just cannot give Sinner any form of hope.
After 4 hours and 30 minutes, total points won. It's just a couple between them.
Funny how often that happens.
30 all 2-1. Side on and crouch low, Sinner waiting for the first serve, which goes out wide. The forehand is snapped back onto the shoelaces. Mid-court ball for Sinner to attack with his backhand. Cross-court and deep from Alcaraz. Down the line goes Sinner. Sinner sliding into his backhand, going cross-court. The backhand cross-court from Alcaraz, who will switch it and go inside in. Mid-court forehand, overhit. He hasn't got the movement, Jannik Sinner. He turns around and he yells up at his box. And how often do we see that from the Italian? Never.
Never, ever. Very unusual to see him doing. I couldn't see what the arm, the gesture he was making towards them was.
Darren Kay was yelling something down at him, so whether it was a reaction or response to that.
Could be.
Game point for 3-1. Sinner steps forward for the second serve. Game point, Alcaraz. Goes out wide, the backhand, down the line, winner!
Best shot he's hit in a while. Really aggressive second serve, took it way inside the baseline.
And of course, it's the way he's got to go. He's going to look to shorten the points as much as he can. He's got to fight fire with fire and try and preserve whatever energy levels he's got left.
Just to update that Nadal stat, there is actually one other one. He played Felix Auger-Aliassime in 2022 on the way to the title. That's Rafa we're talking about.
Juice. First serve out wide. Slap back. The down the line is open. That's where Alcaraz goes. It's a high, high, high ball. Alcaraz will let it bounce. He'll take it with the backhand cross court. Keep it short. The backhand back to the inside in forehand of Alcaraz. The forehand cross court. It's Sinner who's doing all the running. Oh. Into the tram lines goes Alcaraz after a very deep ball kicked up off the baseline from Sinner. And it's break back point.
Well, that was an amazing defensive lob from Sinner that got him right back into the point. Alcaraz got a little tucked up on his sideline, and then, as you say, the depth from Sinner, the ball bouncing awkwardly. That's a terrific point for Sinner, and look where we are. Yeah, break back point.
Side on Sinner, Alcaraz ready. Second serve will be faced by the Italian. Front on now, closer to the baseline, will step in, will attack anything short. Inside the baseline, takes it, stretch on the backhand, the inside in is open. It's exactly where Alcaraz goes. Break point saved.
Fantastic second serve from Alcaraz. Got so much kick on it to drag it out of the reach of Sinner. Couldn't get enough on the return. Sinner's really trying to take all those second serves very early. I don't think he wants to get involved in too many of these rallies. If he can help it.
Juice, 2-1. Just missing down the tee, aiming towards the backhand of the world number one. It's centre of the box, the forehand. It's thundered back even more on the forehand from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with his forehand, he's penetrating the forehand wing of Sinner. Then he goes down the line. Sinner's there with the backhand through the middle of goal. It's the drop shot. Here comes Sinner. He will try and get to it. He cannot get to it. And the fist pump from Carlos Alcaraz as he has game point.
Magic, magic touch. We've seen him miss some of those, but they've been really good at times as well, especially three in this game now. Just completely takes Sinner away from where he wants to be.
I mean, it was fantastic hitting from both men. Simon made the point at the start, though, when it comes to variety, Carlos has got a bit more. He's not afraid to take those risks. We know what he can do with the drop shot, and that was absolute perfection.
I didn't expect to wait him to wait until three match points down to start showing it, but still.
Better late than never.
Game point for 3-1. First serve out wide. The backhand is in play. Off the baseline, he hits the forehand cross-court just in from Sinner. Inside the baseline, inside-out forehand from Jannik Sinner. He planted his feet, he crushed that ball, and he saves game point.
I mean, he hit line after line in that particular rally to open up the gap, put the ball away. He may be tired, he's definitely not finished.
No, I think he's definitely moving all right now. I mean, slid into that drop shot before that he couldn't make fine.
I think he's in a world of pain.
Yes, mental and physical.
But he's picked his game up again.
Juice. Gives the Italian a chance to step in. Double fault. And then he sort of dismissively waves his racket up to his box, Carlos Alcaraz, as if they had something to do with it. And it's a breakback opportunity number two for Jannik Sinner.
Just the last few serves. First serves have been hitting the tape, haven't they? Maybe a bit of tired just getting in there.
Sixth double fault for Alcaraz. Just a reminder, Sinner has yet to commit one error in that department.
Only two in the whole tournament.
Breakback point. Alcaraz with his forehand. Place it in the middle of the court. The forehand is lofted and that's short. The backhand cross court, Frank. He's got Sinner on the run. Sinner cannot control the ball. Again, he's looking up to his box. Jannik Sinner, he cannot believe what he did. It was a brain freeze from the Italian and the break point's gone.
Gave him a little bit too much room to actually go for that backhand. Maybe protecting himself against an inside-in forehand, but interesting as the match gone on, Alcaraz has narrowed that gap in the 1-4 shot category to 88-80 now, and he's winning the rest.
12th meeting between the two, a second meeting at Roland Garros after their semi-final in 2024 that Alcaraz won in five sets as the Spaniard brings up game points.
Alcaraz.
Fourth meeting in a final, 2-1 Alcaraz, the first time meeting in a Grand Slam final, and Alcaraz has won the last four meetings, and he's got a point for 3-1 in the fifth.
All the stats we've come out with. And then John says, no one's ever won a tennis slam wearing a rugby shirt.
Serve out wide misses. Or dressed as a schoolboy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Second serve, deep into the body. The backhand is pulled out inside. Oh, he thought he was going inside in, Sinner. Alcaraz held it for a fraction of a second. He saves two break points. He holds and he leads 3-1 in the final set after 4 hours and 37 minutes. The record for finals here, 4 hours 42.
Yep.
We will have a new record.
We're going to have a new record. Oh, extraordinary that 4 hour 42 was only a four-set match, but it's a record that has held for a long time. It's going to get broken in 5 minutes' time. And just look, I mean, all the stats in the world, and here we are. The advantage, of course, now is with Alcaraz with the break, but total points won by both men, 162 for Sinner, 161 for Alcaraz.
Amazing.
Wow. Jannik Sinner misses off the first serve as more people flood back into the stadium. They took a break, and now they're charging back in. Second serve down the tee. The off backhand is placed deep. The forehand up the line from Sinner. Sinner with his double-handed backhand cross court to the backhand. Clips the top of the net from Alcaraz. Back his own side.
Yeah, I think the fact that Sinner's playing better, it will buoy him a little bit. He was close there to getting the break. He's got to remind himself that, you know, it's still tough to get over the line. Alcaraz might have a break, but he might get a chance. Just take it.
1-3, 15 love. Alcaraz goes very deep off that serve, but the return was equally deep. Then it's drop shot. Alcaraz, it wasn't good enough. Sinner gets to it. Sinner has to get back, but he just floated the ball, Alcaraz, through the middle of the court. There was a slight stumble from Sinner, and the point was won. And once again, Alcaraz pumps his right fist in the air.
Well, great agility from Alcaraz, because it looked like Sinner had flicked that ball up the line really nicely. Stuck his racket out and flicked it back into play, and Sinner couldn't get back in position. I think Carlos Alcaraz's dad's going to go grey this rate.
Carlos Senior, alongside his mother Virginia. The whole clan is there. 15 all, 1-3. Jannik Sinner nets off the first serve. Into the centre of the box. The forehand spins back and deep. He just had to bat it away, Sinner. He's on the back foot with the forehand. On the baseline is Alcaraz. Too deep from Carlos Alcaraz. Not by much, but just missing. 30-15.
Hard against.
Sinner definitely trying to end the points a little bit quicker. Obviously feeling it. We saw that at the start of the set, but if he can start to dominate those 1-4 shot rallies again,
as he was earlier in the match, then it'll really help him.
1:30:15. Listening to Radio Roland Garros, the final match of the championships, the Sinner Nets, with Stefan, Simon, Marcus, and Gigi keeping you company until the end. Sinner serve sits up. It gave Alcaraz time to run around the backhand. And he places it to the forehand side of Alcaraz. Goes cross court to the service line, down the line, and cross court. And Sinner, he's not going to attempt to turn round. He gave it his best shot. If it wasn't going to be a winner, he would lose the point.
Yeah, he just hasn't quite got that physicality level at the moment as Alcaraz does. Drawn out of court, slaps the forehand, way out of position. And no chance really to turn around and, as you said, to change direction and get back. Sort of backing himself to win points on his terms and nothing else.
That's the only way I think he's going to now.
Big point, 1-3, 30 all, 4 hours, 41 on the clock. Sinner down the tee, the backhand is rolled in and deep.
Astrid's listening, heading home from Hurlingham, loving that I could listen to this for the last time in 2025. Love you guys, amazed it's still on.
Is she on a bus again?
To know.
She's on the number 9 bus a couple of
days
ago.
Might be walking.
Game point. This served down the tee.
Incredible how quiet it was just then.
I think even the crowd's pretty exhausted. They need a break between the points. Rather during the points.
It's a short serve, the backhand. Oh,
Sinner.
It's a short serve from Sinner. It was a backhand netted from Alcaraz.
Alcaraz men,
and he holds his serve, the world number one, but it's still very much advantage Carlos Alcaraz, the defending champion, leading 3-2 with a break in the fifth.
Yeah, Alcaraz keeping his nose in front. A couple of tense games from both men. Still work to be done for both. Grace is listening on a perfect Sunday evening in London with the final on the TV at Radio Roland Garros commentary, of course. Feeling very tense, even though I don't have a favourite. Can't imagine what I'll do next week with no Grand Slam commentary to get me through.
And do you know that Lady Eleanor has such extraordinary knowledge of all things that are not important?
Yes.
Just to mention that Astrid's on the way back from Hurlingham. She was on a number 9 bus a couple of days ago, but Eleanor says she'll need the 22 bus to get home from Hurlingham.
It's the kind of knowledge you get from 3 hours spent in the plinth earlier.
Studying bus timetables.
She must have had Wi-Fi in the plinth.
But the drop shot is becoming a key factor and is likely to be for the rest of this match, I'd say.
4:43, we have a new record for the longest men's final here at Roland Garros. Yannick Sinner is taking a little bit more time. Now he's jogging to try and get the legs moving. A little bit of skipping at the back, getting himself into position, taking his time. Clearing the clay from the soles of his shoes. Just apologising to Alcaraz. He is now ready. Side on, ready to return to serve 3-2. Alcaraz serving with the presidential tribune behind him. Serves out wide. The forehand's in play. It swung cross court. Alcaraz comes forward. Went for the pass. Oh. The half volley. You heard the racket hit the clay as he went down. Picked it up off the clay, off his shoelaces. Touches it over. Wins the point.
What a volley. What a volley. He jammed the court as he hit that low forehand volley on the angle. He's just rubbing his hands with the clay because he dropped his racket. But what a touch.
Shades of Boris Becker on the grass court at Wimbledon.
Also, it's a good excuse to have a few seconds here, isn't it? Just going to clean my hands and take a little bit of time. And Sinner just has to keep moving because he can't afford to stand still. Has to keep the legs moving.
Thought for a moment he was going to jump into that fridge just to cool down.
Sinner's just twirling his racket up and down.
Oh, and he's
spinning
dropped it.
Dropped it the second time.
Never drops it. I think they're both in a world of pain. Sinner more so.
Yep. I mean, almost five. It'll be 5 hours, won't it?
I mean, adrenaline is a great source of comfort at this stage. Do you remember after? I remember Chris telling us actually the 5 hour 53 minute final in Australia. Both players needed chairs for the.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that.
They couldn't stand
afterwards.
Still. They were just falling over.
They might have to bring up a couple of chairs onto the stage at the end of this one.
Brian says, Brian in Tampa, so Sinner will need to get a confession if he loses this match. Well, I don't think he deliberately lost.
No.
Or he hasn't lost yet.
3-2, 15 love. Alcaraz has cleared the clay from his arms and legs.
Yeah, I think win or lose, he deserves to be pardoned because he has been part of a breathtaking sporting spectacle.
Double faults, not enough height. 15 all.
And there's just still this feeling lurking in the back of my mind that we're going to have another twist yet before it's done.
Could be a tiebreak.
That perhaps would be appropriate after all the excitement.
Alcaraz serves into the backhand of Sinner, goes through the middle of the court. Sinner chops that forehand back into the middle of the court. The off forehand from Alcaraz. Down the line for the winner goes Jannik Sinner and pumps his fist into light. 15-30.
Not bad for a man down on, you know, his knees, his back. That was... I mean, it was just remarkable.
Running on absolute fumes right now.
Yeah, but maybe starting to sense that he's got a chance. Seeing a little bit of tiredness up the other end. A few serves going off the tape, a double fault here and there.
3-2, 15-30. Serve out wide. The backhand him lets a short ball inside and into the corner. Alcaraz to lock us in at 30-all.
And, of course, we've already had a classic example of just how difficult it is to close out a Grand Slam final.
Yep.
Fonda.
Yep. Last point's the hardest. He must have thought he won.
Which will make this defeat horrendous if he goes on to lose.
Three championship points in the ninth game on the Alcaraz serve in the fourth set for Jannik Sinner. 30-all, 3-2. Alcaraz serves very deep. It's pulled out with the backhand and Sinner slides into the backhand, gets himself back in him. It's a drop shot. Sinner's going to... No! Nearly gets there. Fell over, nearly skidded onto the floor.
I think he's complaining about the serve that he thought was out, but he should have left it. Yeah. Should have stopped.
Yeah.
Did look interestingly close.
It's just so rare to see this from Sinner.
Yeah. I think he's more frustrated.
Oh, if that's the mark we're looking at.
We've just been shown a replay that shows or certainly suggests that serve was out, but it then did, you know, he stopped the point.
It did feel like it was out,
yeah. And if that's the mark we just saw,
but that's on the player, that's how hard it is. You have to stop the point.
Game point Alcaraz for 4-2 in the fifth after 4 hours and 48 minutes of play. Quarter past eight in the evening. Alcaraz serves out wide, backhand is long. Alcaraz marks the spot. Sinner accepts the call. And Sinner was about to go to his towel until he heard the call for new balls, and so he'll head back to his bench, change his racket with Alcaraz, leading 4-3 with the break.
That group of people right behind the right behind his bench are really helping Alcaraz.
They need a racket each at the end of this.
They do, yeah.
They're not going to get a towel or a sweatband. They need a racket.
Saif says, loved the coverage the whole fortnight. Thank you, merci, dankjewel from Tilburg in the Netherlands. He's already looking forward to Wimbledon, asking who will be there. Marcus will be there for Wimbledon Radio.
Yes.
And Gigi will be on 5 Live Radio all the way through the 2 weeks.
We'll also have qualifying, by the way, on Wimbledon Radio.
2-4. Must hold for Sinner. Gets broken here. Alcaraz serves for the title, to defend his title. Ball boy scoots past and scoops up the loose ball. Sinner twisting the racket, right hand bouncing it in the left. Alcaraz is a long way back. The serve goes down the tee. The backhand is in play. Sinner with this heavy forehand. He's trying to really blast these balls. And what a beautiful backhand line winner that was from the Italian.
Certainly hitting the backhand well again. A couple of ripping backhands down the line. Amazing.
Neely Nilster's been in touch. Woke up, turned on your broadcast, went to the gym, came home, painted a table, ate lunch, and they're still at it. Incredible persistence from both players, but go Carlos.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. And Sam is says the article that I've written about you guys in House Magazine will be published well after Roland Garros is over. But do send it in. We'll look at it.
We'd
love to see it.
Alcaraz into the tramlines off the return of serve. There's a quick look up to his box because he's at the box's end. Sinner looks up and can see four members of his team applauding him, urging him on, giving him that confidence. Just keep holding. Just keep asking the question of Carlos Alcaraz. 2-4, 30 love. Serve out wide. Slap back. The inside out is there. He wins the point. Game points.
Yeah, good serving. Again, looking to move forward. Doesn't want to be hanging around way too far behind the baseline.
Delia, who told us about that extraordinary marathon in South Africa a little earlier, is back. My nerves are absolutely shot to pieces. What a match. A marathon of a completely different kind.
Game point.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 10:30 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Serve out wide, the stretch, the line found the forehand flick, cross court, it is too good. It is a love hold for Jannik Sinner. He pumps his fist, he blows out his cheeks, he looks up to his box and he walks steadily back to his chair. The players swap paths as they head back to their respective benches, but it is still advantage Carlos Alcaraz with the break, 4-3 in the fifth.
Yeah, good stuff from Sinner to stay in touch. It's all he can do at this stage. Try and have a crack at the Alcaraz serve in a minute.
Leonard is listening in Oklahoma, says he loves the Dustin Hoffman talk and the tennis coverage is top notch too. Please give a shout out to my friend Enid. Her birthday was yesterday. Let's go, Carlos, says Leonard. Happy birthday to Enid, say all of us.
Happy birthday.
Actually, the one thing we haven't worked out, who's Dustin Hoffman supporting down there?
Well, but he's been here. He was here on for Djokovic.
Spike Lee is definitely supporting Alcaraz, because when Alcaraz went two sets down, he looked very unhappy and very miserable and wasn't clapping anything. So I think we know where his colours are nailed to which mast. I think Dustin Hoffman is a lover of tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis is the winner.
Does seem that way.
I did notice at the very start of the match, I must say, he might have done it when Alcaraz came down, but when Sinner came down to his end, he seemed to be taking a few pictures on his phone.
Oh, was he?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, look, I love this group behind Alcaraz in unison. They all jump up. There's about 12 of them, fist pumping, leaning forward, shouting, vamos!
Inga's been listening in Cape Town. Thanks for keeping me company during this epic final. I've switched to listening as watching is too stressful.
Do you think, by the way, that if Sinner was on that bench, they'd be giving him dogs abuse? Lucky that they're sitting where they are,
maybe.
And that Alcaraz is where he is.
Maybe.
4-3, fifth set. 4 hours, 53 minutes. Miss serve out wide by the defending champion, the 22-year-old world number two. Both men have yet to lose a Grand Slam final. It will happen today. It's advantage Alcaraz. Backhand, he goes cross court into the net. Goes Sinner.
Good old Woody's been in touch again from a cloudy east of England. Says incredible coverage right up until the final day. Thank you. Tomorrow we'll feel very empty after counting down the minutes every day to when you come on air. Roll on next year. Thank you, Woody.
Mersev goes out wide. The backhand's in place, setting him. Oh, drop shot. Oh, dear. That was an awful drop shot. It was the right idea. We know he's going to play it more and more, but it didn't even make it to his side of the net.
Turned away almost as he struck the ball. He knew it was going to get nowhere near it. But it is the right play if you get a shortish return.
For the match for the Spaniard, a first in this deciding set.
Mariana's been back in touch earlier. Very remiss of her. She didn't tell us about the temperature in Corfu. It's 31, very hot. She's back from the airport, having picked up her friend Julia, watching the final set together. Watching, Mariana.
And listening, clearly.
I hope so. Says thank you so much from the both of us. Forza Sinner.
30-15. He needs a lot of forces right now as Alcaraz serves into the body and the forehand will drift long. It is game points to put Carlos Alcaraz a game away from his second Roland Garros title.
As John gets in touch and says, I attended both men's semi-finals. Watched the final at Place de la Concorde, but I have a flight to catch. Thanks for seeing me across the finishing line on the metro to Orly Airport.
Serve out wide, snap back to the feet, half volleyed off the baseline. Sinner is in, but he's missed. Oh, no, he hasn't got it. Wow, okay.
Two lines hit in that game, that point.
Mikko, inside out forehand. Skipping into the midcourt was Jannik Sinner. Still a game point for Carlos Alcaraz.
Michel says, I agree with Woody. From tomorrow, there'll be empty feelings inside our hearts. I wonder what Jannik Sinner's going to be feeling if he doesn't turn this around.
Sick.
Game point. Second serve for Sinner to come forward on. Have a look at. Try and step in on. Serve goes out wide. The backhand, he's missed it. He was looking for the backhand line. He found it in the previous Alcaraz service game, but not in this one. And Carlos Alcaraz is a game away from successfully defending his Roland Garros title.
Well, brilliant stuff from Alcaraz. Does what happened in the fourth set happen here? 5-3 up.
I don't think anyone's going to try and predict anything after the last 4 hours and 56 minutes. Mariana confirms what you said, Simon. She always listens to Radio Roland Garros with the mute television, but you already knew that. And Ryan, no prizes. Alcaraz Sinner will go down in folklore and be remembered as an absolute epic for the ages.
Chris in North Carolina has been enjoying the coverage, watching the final. There's two lads. He's remarking on our endurance as well as the players. 5 hours, we're still enduring the coverage. He's got one Tim Tam left himself. So have we.
So have we, I think.
That's for Yuji.
Serving to stay in the championship. Serve out wide from Sinner. He's 3-5 down. He goes to the 1-2 punch and he pulls it off after the wide serve.
Yep. Perfect. 1-2 combination from Sinner. He's pumping his fist a little bit.
Alexander says, this is the best match I've seen since Rafa played Medvedev in Australia. Appreciates our coverage and describes himself as our Roman etymology nerd. And all the business with the you-know-what word.
3-5, 15 love, serve out wide, block back midcourt. Sinner goes back behind Carlos Alcaraz. He will want to, he needs to ask the question of Carlos Alcaraz. To do that, he must hold serve.
Yeah, that's all he can do right now. Is get this service game in the bag and put that scoreboard pressure on Alcaraz, the pressure of trying to serve it out for a slam title.
3-5, 30 love, missed serve down the tee, heading to the backhand of the Spaniard. Just 4 points separate them in terms of total points won. But a break separates them in this fifth set. The backhand is rolled in by Alcaraz. Alcaraz with his backhand cross court to the backhand down the line from Sinner. Sinner got there, predicted the forehand. It's loose from Alcaraz. It's
well, but good. Loose arm, just smashed that forehand. Looked like he was going to miss it, but it flew in. Absolute beauty of a forehand down the line.
And Sinner was heading in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Lee has been in touch. She's making her traditional Sunday final French toast here in Seattle while listening to your great coverage. Thank you so much.
Sounds nice. 3-5, 30-15.
S'il vous plaît.
1 minute shy of 5 hours on the match clock. Sinner with a serve down there. It's a beautiful serve. Heavy down the tee. Not returned. Game points.
Changed it up. He's been going out to the backhand a lot. That one was a slider sort of down the middle, but as you said, heavy. Still fast.
Game points to ask the question of the defending champion. Serve out wide. Comes back to the forehand. It's a short ball from Sinner. Backhand cross court is good and deep down the line from Sinner. Just good. Long from Alcaraz. And with 5 hours on the match clock, Jannik Sinner holds. And Carlos Alcaraz very shortly will be serving for the title in Paris. Palace with the 5-4 lead.
And these two, after 5 hours of play, or virtually, they're still hitting it just as hard as they were right at the start of the match. It's phenomenal physicality from both.
Really is. Nathan's been in touch. He's listening from his estate in the west of Ireland, eating pistachios and drinking green tea to relax from the tension. Love the coverage. I've muted the video feed. I'm listening to you guys because Jim Currier is too serious. I prefer your lovely banter.
Very good. Happy Me says, how is it so late to have seen the time pass? I've got so much done while this match has been on. Thanks for the last 2 weeks. I too will miss you all. And look forward to next year, and of course Wimbledon before that. Vamos Carlitos.
And of course we've been here before. Somebody about to serve for the match.
Yep, could manage it before.
Reprise.
5 hours of play. Carlos Alcaraz 4 points away from his 5th Grand Slam title from 5 finals, and a 2nd Roland Garros title, having won it for the first time last year.
Chris Clary is, but it'll take something truly special for Sinner to take this to a 6th.
And Lisa, imagine, with a question that's perhaps not as stupid as it sounds. Why don't their arms fall off?
Well, yeah, they probably do tomorrow.
Merci.
They'll be very sore tomorrow morning. Right, here we go.
Side on Sinner. Alcaraz serves out wide, the forehand snap back to his feet, puts it through the middle of the court. Sinner with the backhand down the line, the forehand back up the line and long, and Sinner pumps his fist towards his box, and it's love 15.
Joanne and Paula in the car in Surrey. We were listening for the first 2 sets and a bit of the third, thought it was over, went to the cinema, just came out, seen the score.
Into the cinema.
Unbelievable.
That's brilliant.
Was it a Dustin Hoffman film you went to see?
It's probably Mission Impossible.
5-4, love 15, first serve missed. In comes Sinner. Leaning forward, twisting the racket. He'll step up and inside the court. He's inside the court. He plays the backhand down the line, the stretch from Alcaraz. It's love 30.
This is just ridiculous.
You just can't, you can't call it. You've got to get those first serves in if you're Carlos Alcaraz right now. Second serve's being hammered.
Claire's in Berkeley in California, says going to miss you. It's like being with old friends every year as you all come around with your awesome coverage. Big hugs.
5-4, love 30, 5 hours and 2 minutes, 8:30 in the evening. Alcaraz is ready. Does he get the first serve? No, he doesn't. So Sinner comes in, front on. Blows on the fingertips of his right hand, twists the racket as he leans forward. Alcaraz reaches up into the serve, into the body. The backhand is pulled through the middle of the court. The off backhand from Alcaraz. The forehand cross-court service line from Sinner. Sinner on the stretch on the forehand. Didn't have the balance, didn't find the court, and Alcaraz needs 3 points to successfully defend his title.
That was a good forehand out wide on the angle, asking Sinner to move a long way.
I mean, 3 points doesn't sound very much, but of course Jannik Sinner needed 1 point 3 times and couldn't manage that.
15:35, 4, 5 hours, 3 minutes. Side on Sinner ahead of the first serve. Alcaraz reaches up and serves out wide. The backhand is spun in and sits up for the inside-out forehand from Alcaraz. Cross court with the backhand. The drop shot from Alcaraz. Sinner just about gets to it, scoops it over. Oh, my word! What a sensational get from Jannik Sinner! It looked like a lost cause, but he got the racket to it. He re-dropped it. Alcaraz fell, and his breakback points.
He almost slipped at first, which is why we thought he was never going to get anywhere near it. But somehow worked out that he could possibly get a racket to it, and then to play that drop back. Wow, that is just a joke.
I can't believe that. I was waiting for the umpire to say not up. I thought there was no way he was going to get that. Extraordinary.
Jannik Sinner's mother, Sieglinde, is, I don't know what she's got, she looked in pieces in the box. Breakback points, 5-4, 15:40, 5 hours, 4 minutes.
I don't know how family do it, watching.
The net is clipped as he was looking to go down the tee to the backhand of the world number one. Side on Sinner, bounces on his toes. Crouches low, leans forward, twists the racket. The serve misses by a way out wide. Oof, he went for a big serve. In comes Sinner, front on, leaning forward, swaying, twisting the racket. Points for five all. Second serve sits up, the backhand's in play, push it. It's into the net! Serving for the title, and Jannik Sinner breaks back, and we are locked at five games all in the fifth and final set after 5 hours and 5 minutes.
Unbelievable. Probably the worst